Hello, this is Helene Lerner, and it's our podcast, Dare to Live Fully. Today's topic is your best is good enough. You know what, folks? No matter what I do, there's that critical mind that's always telling me I could have done a little better, that I didn't do it right, or there was something else I left out. Well, that critical mind is the antithesis of what comes from my heart. What comes from my heart is to be of impact, to be of service, to make a difference. What comes from my heart is my intuition, my gut. What I know is right and that I need to move out and move forward in my life. So the question is, what frequency am I listening to? Am I listening to my head, that negative mind chatter? I call it mad mind chatter. Or those impulses from my heart, which is, if I move forward on them, will be of service, not only to myself, my family, my friends, my community, but very often these days, give to the world what it needs, because one person can make a difference. And if all of us believe that, our world would be in much better shape. So your best is good enough. What we need to do is let go of our perfectionism. No one is perfect. Perfectionism, you know this, is an imaginary standard that no one can reach. So really, when I'm holding on to that, I'm really browbeating myself. I'm not giving myself the praise that I need. Good job, Helene. Look at how you move forward with this. Good job, Helene. You had that thought and you carried through. Good job, Helene. Yes, it didn't work out exactly the way you thought, but you'll do it better next time. Good job. How do we talk to ourselves? Do we talk to ourselves as if we were our child? No. Are we much harder on ourselves? Yes. Let's stop that. The next time you hear that mad mind chatter, that critical thought come into play, own it for what it is. Stop it. Helene, you should have done more. Stop. Do you know what? You took a step forward. It didn't work out the way you wanted to, but you did it. Good job. Let's change the channel. If we want the world to change the channel and be more equal, more honest, more powerful, more acknowledging all people, it has to start with us. We need to catch ourselves when we're being intolerant, not only with other people, but with ourselves. Are you being critical? There's a drone that I live with, a critical drone, throughout the day after I accomplish a task. It discounts what I've done. Now, with awareness, and if I check it, I can change it. I can change that channel to something more positive. So what I want you to do is throughout the day to take a look after you accomplish a task. What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself good job? Or are you telling yourself that you could have done it much better? That you didn't do it right? Are you telling yourself some thoughts you heard from the past, from perhaps a boss that wasn't too complimentary? A parent, a teacher? What old, old pattern are you holding on to? What are you not giving yourself that you need right now? What I need throughout the day is praise. And very often, people are in their own worlds. So the praise I want to get from a boss, from a friend, from a loved one, I probably won't get because they're into their own stuff. So can I give it to myself? You know, with this pandemic, many of us live alone. So we're not that close, physically close to people. I've been telling people around the world to give themselves a big hug. Actually wrap their arms, and I'm doing it right now, around you, sway back and forth. Come on, you can do it now. And say to yourself, you know what? I'm doing the best I can. I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm trying my best. And folks, it ain't easy these days. No matter how much we try to negate that and say it's going to get better quickly, which it's not going to get better quickly. It's going to take a while. So it ain't easy. So we need to be very kind to ourselves and appreciate how resilient most of us have been. You know, I walk down the street and I see many different people. And what I'm noticing is that everyone is trying their best. They're doing it differently. But we've all been much more resilient than probably we ever thought we could. So kindness starts with you. Being kind to yourself. You're doing the best you can. Acknowledge that and let go of the perfectionism. Because you know what? No one is keeping score except you and that negative mad mind chatter. So how do we counteract throughout the day that impulse to criticize ourselves? Well, I've told you one thing. Praise yourself as much as you can. After you do a task, instead of hearing what you didn't do, actually think to yourself or say it out loud if you can. Good job. That was difficult and you did it. Good job. You started something you've been putting off. Good job. What else can you do? Listen to that child within you. What does she want? What does he want? Very often, he wants to play. She wants to play. So after you've been working and doing several tasks, what's one bit of pleasure you can bring in your life? It could be something simple. For me, I love flowers. So I bring flowers in once a week. And they're around my home office. And what I do is I go over to the flowers. I nip away some buds that need nipping. And it just makes me happy being around them, seeing them. Sometimes what's an excellent practice is to pause in between activities. Don't go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Actually, take a few deep breaths and then go on to the next activity. What else can we do? Some of us meditate and we can sit down for a few minutes and just think, reflect, close your eyes. Listen if you have a mantra, even if it's for 5 minutes. Some of us meditate in nature. It doesn't have to be formal meditation. It could be looking at the river. It could be being under a tree, taking a nature break. So these are ways we can counter the perfectionism. And remember that your best is good enough. You're doing the very best you can. Good job.